This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it's Friday. We'll find out where he is in just a minute, but that means we get to talk to writer, activist, and instructor, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm still in Madison, Wisconsin, but I probably won't be around here much longer. I have things to do and places to go and people to see, as they say.
So can you carry a gun in Wisconsin?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Wisconsin has a shall-issue law. Right. They have reciprocity with, I think it's like 38 other states. I might be off a state or two.
Right.
And and they also have had open carry for a long time, and they have a very strong right to keep and bear arms provision in their Constitution that was put in 1998, as I recall, and it got like 74% of the vote.
Gotcha. So it's
unfortunately the there were quite a few leftists on the Supreme Court, and for several years they just refused to recognize that that constitutional amendment had any meaning at all.
Right. Right. So what would you like to take off with? There's a couple of things I was noticing, but where would you like to go?
I'd like to start with the article I wrote about the young man in England who got involved and sort of idolized some of these mass killers that that used firearms. The Columbine shooters were a couple of them, and there were others. And he got obsessed with them, and then he decided to order via the dark web and Bitcoin a Glock 17 and five rounds of ammunition.
Right.
And these items were intercepted at Newark Airport, we are told, and the British authorities notified, and they went to his house with a dummy package and arrested him for intent to possess a firearm with the desire to inflict harm on others. So it's a little bit of crime think, as it were, since he never actually got the firearm.
Right.
But on the other hand, they didn't. They investigated, and they found a bunch of his handwritten notes, which seemed to indicate he was seriously considering a mass shooting. He didn't go into a lot of details. And then they found a thumb drive with a lot of websites about mass shootings and how to make explosives and lists of materials and things like that. And they took it to a jury, and the jury convicted him of intent to possess a firearm or attempted possession of a firearm with intent to criminally injure people. Now, in the U.S., it generally wouldn't happen, although at 19, in a lot of states, it's illegal for him to purchase a firearm from a retailer.
Right.
But in England, it's just illegal for almost anyone do legally own a Glock 17 pistol. So, you know, that's how they got them. I personally think, and I'm a suspicious, cynical sort on these kind of things. And supposedly in Bitcoin, he only paid the equivalent of $374 American for an illegal Glock pistol and ammunition to be delivered to England. And that may, of course, maybe Bitcoin goes up and down really fast. And that was just the number they quoted in the paper. But I think you'd be hard pressed to find a Glock 17 on the black market for $374 when they go about $600, $650 new.
What are the chances that would have actually worked had they not intercepted it? Can somebody here ship a gun via UPS, FedEx, overseas, and them not catch it?
Well, I think it can happen, yeah. Probably people have to be a little clever. My guess is that it probably was a sting here, and it's probably not easy to get a firearm by a dark web. But I would say if you had a private acquaintance who you communicated with non-interceptable information, and they would take a firearm and break it down into component pieces and send them separately along with a bunch of other stuff at the same time, it would be hard to intercept.
Right.
You know, because you just wouldn't, you know, you do an X-ray of the package and you just see some blocky stuff, some wrenches and tools and things, and you say, well, it's wrenches and tools and things. So I suspect there is a little bit of that goes on, and it's very hard to stop. But all of that is being rendered irrelevant by what we talked about the other day.
3D printing.
People can make their own rifle barrels from scratch, and they can print out plastic forms with 3D printers rather easily. They can mold things. I mean, eventually, the technology, our advances in technology are going to make the relatively 14th, 15th century technology of firearms so simple to do that any high school student will be able to build one as a high school project.
Right.
And we're headed in that direction.
Yeah.
We were there already. It's just that most people don't understand we're there. I mean, I built functional firearms when I was in high school, muzzleloaders. And afterwards, as proof of principle, I wrote an article, never got published, on building a four-shot muzzleloader for about $12 in 1985, I think it was. So yeah, the technology has been there for a long time.
Right.
It just seems that the current technology with involving 3D printers has resonated with the current media and given it a lot more push. And I don't know. It's really hard to know if this guy, how serious he was about injuring others. He claims he was just going to kill himself. And that is something that is often common with these rogue shooters. And he's only 19 years old. And
but
it's the age of responsibility, but hormones are raging. Everything else is going on. I know I did a lot of stupid things at 19. So whether he actually would ever have gone through with the problem, and he has not yet been sentenced. So, you know, his whole life may not be necessarily ruined by this action.
Well, I guess we'll see, but the whole thing.
Well, exactly.
There's a couple things about this that I wanted to ask about. We're about to run out of time, so I'm going to pick these up when we get to the other side. But surely he didn't need a Glock with five bullets. They've got so many trains running around there. I know the Japanese like to throw themselves in front of trains. It makes me wonder.
Absolutely right.
I kind of think maybe he had something a little more nefarious in mind. He probably said that when he got caught. Yeah. But
yep.
Now for you people that like what Dean and I talk about on a regular basis, you can read it yourself at your leisure. You go to ammoland.com, go to look for all contributors, and then look for Dean Weingarten, and there's nearly 3,000 articles there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Dean Weingarten, and I wanted to ask you about this with this young man. Did they trace this gun back to wherever it originated from? Wouldn't this guy be considered a real straw purchaser? Whoever sold this gun?
That's an excellent question. And in the articles I've read about it, they didn't say anything about where the gun came from. And that's one of the reasons I suspect a sting operation.
Right.
And one of the things that I wanted to mention here is what's clear about this is that it's the way the media treat these rampage shootings that is at probably far more important in creating rampage shootings than the existence of semi-automatic guns are. I mean, we've had semi-automatic guns in the U.S. for 110 years, and there have been widespread availability of military semi-automatics, think the M1 carbine, with magazine capacity 15 to 30 rounds for at least 70 years. But we haven't had these rampage shootings increase significantly except in the last 30 years. And the difference is the way we have media, the way the media works, and the media treatment of these shootings. And it's hard to say, but there is a lot of evidence that the people in the media, the people at the top levels, know that media contagion is real, that it happens, but they like the ratings, they like the money, and they like the ideological impact of these mass shootings, so they don't take the simple steps they could take to prevent them.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Or in the case of the other thing about these mass shootings that I really wish they would pay attention to is no matter what they do, there's a workaround for that. For these rampage killers. They find a workaround for it. I mean, Gilroy is a really interesting case study.
Yes. Yes, it is. And part of that is that armed people on the scene, although they weren't private citizens, there were quite a few police there, and within 1 minute, they had stopped it.
But
so a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun.
Yeah,
Even though it was a gun-free zone.
Yeah. So, gun-free. Well, I mean, anyway.
You're absolutely right. And let's consider, these people often plan these events for months and years in advance. And if you have months and years to try to figure out how to get around security arrangements, you can figure out how to get around security arrangements.
Right.
Everything is vulnerable given enough time and energy.
Well, that is definitely
true. As you say, there's a workaround. There's always a workaround. But the media thing, what it does is it takes away the motivation, which is a big plus. And we had lots of semi-automatic guns and did not have these rampage shootings. I mean, far, far less. There was the occasional one. We had far, far less of them more than 30 years ago. And another interesting thing about the media contagion effect, it was just before these rampage shootings started up that Josh Sugarman of the Violence Policy Center published this little missive saying we need to demonize semi-automatic firearms as assault weapons.
Yep. Yep.
So there's a lot of blame that I think can be correctly directed at the media and their ideology for this.
That's without a doubt. Without a doubt. That's definitely true. Without a doubt. But anyway, I just I find that interesting. So I wonder if the ATF, who intercepted this gun, the ATF?
That's a really good question. I haven't seen anywhere where it said. They said it was something like, the Southwest or Southeast Area Crime Network or something that found this, or maybe it was the Port Authority. It wasn't clear whether they traced this back to anywhere. And you'd think it would be. You'd think that would be something that would, it just says, what I've seen in the original article is intercepted by Homeland Security. Well, I'm a cynical skeptic on these things. And I believe that in most cases where large or significant crimes are prevented, it's often some type of informer or a sting operation.
Hmm. So I wonder where the...
Not saying that's bad.
No, not at all. It would have to have been somebody on the British side, though, wouldn't it?
Not necessarily. Here's how I do it if it were me. I set up a site. I find the dark web. I have people claiming to be sellers of guns and gun technology. And we will accept Bitcoin. And I wait for orders to come in.
I guess that's simple enough. But, I mean, somebody...
You have to have someplace to send the order.
Yeah, but like when you go somewhere to ship it, right? When you go somewhere to ship it, wherever you go to ship that item, they're going to have you on video. And
right.
there should be something that shows where this originated from as far as which shipping hub it came from,
yes,
whether it was a local area or something. So
all
I would think that could be backtracked. So
yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we'll wait and see how that goes. But I would have thought that they don't seem to be as anxious to go after straw purchasers, do they?
Yeah. Well, a lot of times these things are not as clear cut as we'd like to believe. I mean, you get somebody some woman who, likes bad boys, as
yeah.
we say. And the bad boy doesn't tell her he's a convicted felon, but like a Glock 17.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's hold up right here. We're coming up on the next break, talking to Dean Weingarten as we attempt to unpack what should have been happening after this young man was apprehended. If you like the kind of stuff that he writes about, well, you probably need to go to Ammo Land and give that a look there. Look for Dean Weingarten and the All Contributors. And then there's about 3,000 articles waiting for you. Check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Employers in July added 164,000 jobs, according to the Labor Department. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox Business he's pretty happy with the report.
We faced severe monetary tightening in 2017 and 2018, although we're hovering still around the 3% mark. So I think it's a very good report.
President Trump says Congressman John Ratcliffe was treated very unfairly and harshly by the news media. Speaking at the White House, the president says he was not pressured by fellow Republicans to pull the expected nomination of Ratcliffe as a director of national intelligence.
But the Republicans, I think, would have been very good. But a lot of the Republicans didn't know John. But I think he would have had good receptivity, and he was getting that. But I believe he made the right decision.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. So we've covered this young man and the rampage killings. Where would you like to go next?
Let's talk about that fascinating self-defense shooting in Michigan, where a fellow was out looking to trap some minnows at a creek slash canal on his property, 17 acres, and he had to shoot an alligator in self-defense in Michigan.
I didn't see that, but let's talk about that.
Yeah,
let's
really
talk
amazing.
About that.
This guy's name, this gentleman, his name is Derek Bell, and there's a, they call it a creek canal, so I'm presuming somebody dug a ditch to divert a creek, and it went through his property, and he was going to trap some minnows there. Many people may not know that it's common to trap minnows for fishing bait. And he had a pistol on him. Well, when I'm out in the woods or in the country, I commonly carry a pistol. Well, I carry a pistol most of the time. And so he's going along the edge of this creek, and he hears this hiss. And you probably, well, I don't know, many viewers probably have heard a similar type thing. It's either, you know, a cat or a possum or whatever. Common warning from some animals, just a loud and he turns and he thinks it's a possum, because they do that sometimes. And it's a 6-foot alligator. And the alligator starts to turn and come toward him, and he shoots it and kills it. And he calls up 911 right away. And there's a great picture of him with the alligator. Doesn't have a pistol in his hand, but he's posing. And the sheriff's department took the picture. And in the upper left-hand corner of the picture, sort of on the border, you see near this fence, a children's swing set. And he says, well, you know, I was kind of worried about whether some child might have come by. I mean, yeah, I shot the alligator in self-defense, but later, thinking about it, what if there'd been some 6-year-old that had stumbled across it instead of me? And I thought that was a very astute observation. It's not like alligators are really, really bright and can determine, oh, that's a human child, I won't attack it. You know, it's not the way they think. They respond to movement and size, perhaps. And,
right.
And I don't think this alligator would have survived the Michigan winter. And so the question is, where did this alligator come from? Well, the police started investigating, and they found out that the neighbor runs a sort of exotic animal rescue situation, and he had 2 more alligators on his property, and this one had gone missing. And he also had rattlesnakes and an emu, and I don't know if they gave us a complete inventory of the exotic animals he had on his property.
Right.
But the alligator had escaped. And a few years ago, this reminded me of another story in Ohio. Maybe, I don't know if you remember, I think it was Danesville, Ohio. And it wasn't that long ago, I think within 10 years, that there was a person there who was running a exotic animal sanctuary. And he specialized in large carnivores, tigers, and lions, and
right,
bears, and wolves. And those are expensive animals to feed, because the big cats particularly need meat, and they need a lot of meat, and meat is expensive. Well, he just couldn't keep it up, and he had a lot of them. He had like 50 of these large predators in that rescue center or whatever. And he just couldn't keep it up, and I think he might have been going through a divorce or something. I won't swear exactly what the difficulties he was going through, but he committed suicide. But before he committed suicide, he let all these predators loose, and they had to kill. They killed nearly all of them.
Yeah. I mean,
there wasn't anybody they could give them to. Anybody who has studied that situation knows that lions and tigers breed prolifically in captivity. And there's a huge surplus of lions and tigers in the U.S. because people can't afford to keep these large, dangerous predators because they're really expensive to feed. And they take space, and you know, they're dangerous. And so one deputy had to shoot both a bear and a lion. Or was it a tiger? I think it was a lion. With his service pistol that, you know, were coming at him the same night. And I think he shot a wolf the same night. So, and I've seen it's a pretty horrific picture of dozens of lions and tigers and bears and at least one wolf all just lying in a field after they were killed after he let them loose.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that one. That was a...
Doesn't happen very often.
No.
You know, when do you have lots of lions and tigers and bears?
In
dozens
Ohio.
Of them set loose in Ohio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not common.
Not common at all, no, sir. That I want to talk about this bear thing when we get back. We've only got a couple of minutes here, but I want to talk about this bear thing because It's been a while since you wrote about the Bears, and I'm just waiting on that to become a thing again, because that's a fascinating topic for me.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to come up with an update on what the percentage is of effectiveness of pistols used against Bears, because I've got enough additional incidents now to make an interesting update.
I would imagine.
Well, the last time I did the article, the update, we had 63. Well, to give a little bit of background, started out, we had 37, and that gave 97% effectiveness.
Right.
I think we only had one failure there. Then we went to 63, and we had three failures, and that was 95% effectiveness. Well, now we'll be up to 72, unless another one happens between the time now and I update. It'll be 72 and 96% effectiveness. So it's hovering around that 96. You know, we've been 95, 96, 97. And seems like a pretty good figure when you're getting up into these numbers. Eventually, we'll reach 100, and it'll be around a nice round number. But even 72 incidents is enough to give you a pretty good idea that pistols really are pretty effective in stopping attacks by bears.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about this black bear incident.
We'll talk about that on the next segment then.
The other thing that, and we'll talk about the other part of it as well. Now, let me do a little selling, if I may. On your way to the GRPC.
Oh, yeah.
Dean, of course, is a very prolific writer, but there's a few articles in there that just got there that I didn't even notice happen, and I go to Ammo Land three or four times a day. And that's where you can find the repository that is his archive. Nearly 3,000 articles are there, covering the gamut from hunting to self-defense in a hunting situation to self-defense in an urban situation, rural situation. He just wrote something about his garden, about somebody's garden gun, which I didn't even know that was a thing. Continuing education's as it goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, there was another bear incident. This one was sort of a new one. I haven't heard you write about this before. Tell us about this one.
Yes, it was fascinating. This happened on the 25th of June. I was in the air on the way back from Australia when it happened. And this was a man was out with his dog in Washington State, towards northern part of the state, near the Idaho border. And there's a lake there called, I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly, Petit Lake, or Petit Lake, maybe. And they were walking along this trail, the man with his dog, and a bear sort of stood up or became apparent to them as they rounded a bend about 25 yards away. Well, they said 20 feet, but you know, these things are a little bit uncertain. And he tried to scare off the bear. He yelled at it, and he waved his arms. And the bear would not be deterred, and it came at him. And he sort of went for a tree, and the dog went running, and the bear went after the dog. And then he fired a shot from his Glock Model 21 45 ACP to try to deter the bear. He wasn't trying to hit the bear. And the bear stopped chasing the dog and came back and came up the tree at him. Now, the sergeant of the Washington Department of Fish and Game, Sergeant Tony Leonetti, was one who investigated this. And the reason I hadn't got this sooner is because it took a little bit to get a hold of Sergeant Leonetti and talk to him about what happened. And so I got fascinating details about him. And the defender was up the tree about 12 feet when the bear came back. And he decided to go up the tree further because this bear was coming back. And he was up the tree about 20 feet. And the bear had climbed up to about 12 feet high. And we know this because Sergeant Leonetti was there, and he looked at the tree, and he saw the claw marks on the tree, you know, when he was investigating. And the guy was up about, you know, just 8 feet above there, and the bear's coming at him, and he shoots three shots with his Glock Model 21 into the chest of the bear and kills it. Sergeant Leonetti told me, he said, I don't see how he climbed that tree. I would have had a hard time climbing that tree. But under stress and with a fair amount of adrenaline, you can do amazing things. So it wasn't a real big bear. I'm sure it looked a lot bigger at the time it was shot. It was about 150 pounds, but it was before they really started larding up. Sergeant Leonetti told me that the berry crop was not yet coming in. And he said it would have gained a lot of weight quite quickly, almost certainly, if it hadn't attacked this man and been shot. Now, the other interesting things about this is I looked on the net, and you can, you know, you just find amazing things when you do a little bit of research. There were two other bear attacks 2 years ago within 10 miles of where this attack took place.
Right.
And the bear that was killed was a sow, and they said it was lactating, so that would indicate that it had young cubs. But they didn't find any cubs. So we don't know what happened. I mean, a lot of bear cubs are killed by large boar bears, and it's possible that the sow's cubs were killed before, you know, she attacked the man and his dog. We don't know. And 2 years before that, in 2017, like I said, within about 10 miles of this site, a woman had two of her dogs. They were on a leash. They were smaller dogs. And a bear attacked her just out of nowhere. She never saw it coming. And it was a pretty serious attack. She required 97 stitches. The bear did not leave until her brother and his daughter, the woman was 60 years old, when she was attacked, and the bear, the other two family members came up, the bear jumped up in a tree or climbed up a tree a little bit, you know, probably a little bit just being cautious. But any one of those three, I believe, if they would have had any kind of firearm, could probably have killed the bear. You know, 150-pound black bear, even a .22 popped into the lungs, it was going to kill it. May take a little while, but it's going to kill it. So 2 years after that is long enough for a sow to have abandoned or pushed away a set of cubs and have another set of cubs. We commonly believe they have cubs every other year, about every 2 years. So it's possible that this black bear sow was the same black bear sow that attacked the woman 2 years before. And then there was another attack. It wasn't quite as serious, where a bear just ran at a person and, you know, gave him a good swipe. I mean, it was enough of an injury that they had to check it out. They don't say how many stitches it might have taken, but it was another attack. So to have three attacks by black bears in an area of 10-mile radius is amazingly unusual, and you have to wonder if the bear that was killed was involved in one of the other attacks, or maybe all three, or even if it could have been a cub of a bear that was involved in an attack previously.
Right.
So that made it just a fascinating incident to me, and I believe many people say, well, the reason you want bear spray is you don't have to kill a bear. But it's really a feature of firearms that if you defend yourself against a bear attack, you usually end up killing the bear. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. Bears that attack people should be killed.
Right.
And it's better if the person being attacked kills them because it stops the attack, it lowers the level of injury, if there is any, and then the authorities don't have to track this bear down and kill it, or maybe not even be able to finish tracking it down. They tried tracking down the bear that wounded the fellow 2 years previously, but they just lost the trail and weren't able to track it down. And they decided not to track down the sow that severely injured the woman because they found out it had a cub with her. Well, that seems an even better reason to track it down if you're me, because the cub has just learned that you can attack humans and get away with it.
Sure.
So I think, firearms are far superior to bear spray in most situations. And one of the big features of it is that the bear gets killed. And that is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Well, I mean, bear spray doesn't work every time. It's sort of like tasers, isn't it?
It doesn't, but it does work some of the time.
Right.
And if the bear is not particularly motivated, I think it works more commonly. And I try not to disparage bear spray as an option, because I think it is a legitimate option. And for people who, say don't like guns or don't want to learn about guns, bear spray is probably better than nothing.
Right.
And if you're in an area, say, where you're not allowed to have a gun with you, and it's getting harder to take guns into Canada, for example, bear spray is probably better than nothing at all. I think in some circumstances, especially where the bear is not, for black bears, if the bear is not looking at you as a meal, there's a good chance if it's just a curious bear or a bear that's become a little too acclimated to humans, bear spray, can be effective in moving them on to somebody else. And,
well, we have run out of time. Will you be back with us Wednesday?
I intend to, and I probably will be in Dallas by then. So
okay.
It should be a good signal.
Have a good weekend. Thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Cracked stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.